But first,
this week, opposition leader Angus Taylor launched a migration plan to reduce immigration numbers in Australia, which was received with mixed reactions. The plan is a values-based migration scheme and includes eliminating legal aid for cancelled visas, more scrutiny on social media, and prioritising the Australian values statement as a binding visa condition. Labor and human rights organisations see this plan as a cynical strategy to compete with One Nation to obtain votes. Federal Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Dr. Anne Ali, was in Brisbane today, and The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked Dr. Ali her thoughts about the LNP's new plan.
Well, I thought it wasn't so much of a policy as it was an ideological and, might I say, negative approach to immigration. Australia has always prided itself on an in-principle, non-discriminatory immigration system, and one that has worked really well comparatively. I noticed that he talked about, you know, extraviting of certain people from certain places, particularly he spoke about, you know, Gazan refugees and extraviting for them. And they've already been vetted. They've been vetted quite thoroughly, actually, before they get here. I thought that his speech was more about really denigrating immigration, I have to say. And I would say to Angus Taylor, you know, I was out there yesterday and I spoke to, for example, a group of African women refugees who spoke so strongly and so passionately about their aspirations and their desires and how grateful they are to be in Australia, their aspirations to set up their own businesses in Australia, to learn new skills, to contribute to this country and in their own words, to give back to Australia. I would say to Angus Taylor, get out there and meet these people before you lump migrants into good and bad based on which country they come from, which language they speak, the colour of their skin or their ethnic origins. Get out there and talk to them. I just find this generalisation and this attempt to lump good and bad migrants and to distinguish good and bad migrants really feeds into a narrative that does a lot of damage to our social harmony, but also that neglects and refuses to recognise the incredible contributions that immigration and migrants have made over the years.
As the Minister of Small Businesses as well, as you mentioned, you've visited businesses and some of them are founded by multicultural Australians. What have they mentioned to you about the petrol prices affecting their businesses, all the issues that are happening outside?
Yeah, so around 34% across the nation of new businesses are started by immigrants, which really demonstrates that point that I was making earlier, that, you know, people come to Australia, they want to be able to contribute to our country and to their communities. And you know, the good news is that in this last quarter, we had a record number of new businesses starting, which indicates that there is more confidence in small businesses. Obviously, reducing the petrol excise and removing the heavy road user charge has had a positive impact on small businesses. That's what they're telling me. They're telling me that that's really helped them. We've also recently introduced a new suite of packages also to assist small businesses around tax system flexibility, around allowing them to access credit more quickly and more efficiently. And they're also getting support from the financial sector and broader support as well. So when I meet with migrant small businesses, there's two things. The first thing is that they are incredibly invested in their communities. They undertake to train people. They are very good at training people and very good at retaining new workers. And they are very, very keen on contributing to our nation.
And speaking about all those things, the federal government has cut the petrol excise for 3 months to support all Australians with the petrol prices. What other initiatives are on the table to support Australians through this time?
So there are two things. So we've got a national plan that was agreed upon by the Prime Minister and all the state premiers. That's a four-phase plan and we're in phase two of that plan. And the plan is designed to escalate should the situation in the Middle East get worse. The first thing, of course, is that we continue to urge for a sustainable ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. But of course, as the Treasurer said this morning, even when that happens, the shock of this will be felt for some time after. So some of the things that we're doing, of course, the petrol excise, as you mentioned. I also mentioned the heavy road user charge. That's on the kind of the price supply. So ensuring that, you know, Australians can access petrol at a cost, at a lower cost. The other side, of course, is the supply side and ensuring that there is petrol and diesel available for Australians. There are a number of things that we've done there. We've released our some of our supplies. You'll note that the Prime Minister is currently in Brunei, but he's done a visit to Singapore and Malaysia, working with our international and regional partners to ensure that we continue to get our supply of fuel from those countries. The Treasurer is on his way to the US to talk to other like-minded countries and other countries about shoring up our supply.
The Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Dr. Anne Ali, speaking to The Wire's Eduardo Jordan. In a press conference today, the Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, responded to Angus Taylor's immigration policy announcement. According to the Home Affairs Minister, not one line in the speech would deliver an extra job, create an extra house, or keep anyone safer. The government has been bringing the numbers down and bringing the standards up. Mr. Taylor's diatribe has nothing to do with the national interest and is entirely about sending a vibe to One Nation. When asked about the English language requirement, the Home Affairs Minister said, "Millions of Australians will be asking why the Liberals have a problem with their parents, who don't speak great English but are great Australians."